I think that Moments Matter is one of the most complicated and deeply nuanced themes we have ever developed here at 99 Walks. Today on the Weekly Walk podcast, Eric and I are going to dig deep into why moments matter. Do the past moments matter? Do the future moments matter? All the moments. Be present. All you have is this moment to lace up your sneakers and get going. Eric.
Did you say hey?
Did
you say hey or did you just say Eric?
I said hey, Eric.
I didn't hear the hey.
Should we start over?
No, just, okay, start over with the hey.
Okay. Hey, Eric.
I heard it that time. Hey, Joyce.
I have a question.
Just one?
I'm going to start with one.
Okay.
Do the big things matter or do the small things matter?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
No, that's an either or question. You can't answer an either or question with a yes. It's not a yes, no question.
Well, I think
it's a this or that.
I think in my opinion, it's a yes. I think the big things matter and the small things matter. I think frankly, everything matters.
Everything can't matter. That's like instantly going to throw me into a total existential crisis. Everything, or does nothing matter?
No. Should we put that on a bracelet?
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. And next month's theme is F it. Nothing matters. I don't quite think that's the message that we're putting out into the world.
Is that nothing matters?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to an extent, we do have a tendency, and by I say we, I kind of mean you and I'm sure we're not alone in this, but we do sort of tend to get caught up in this idea that everything matters. And in the grand scheme of things, a lot of things that we worry about don't actually matter.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast and you're ready for an existential crisis. The guy was like, well, we shouldn't worry about the end of our life and not being around because just remember, there was human existence for thousands and thousands of years before any of us showed up and the world was just sort of doing fine. So the world will be fine afterwards. And I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, existential crisis time.
All right, let's change the trajectory, right? But I think the question is, or the topic, I suppose, is that life actually unfolds in the tiny moments. So sure, like the big things matter, but the individual moments of our lives that we tend to ignore, they matter too.
Yeah, it's like that feeling or lack of feeling when I'm driving to the office and all of a sudden you realize that you just drove a mile or, you know, a couple minutes and have no clue of what actually occurred in that 1 mile. You're just completely on autopilot. And I don't think that's so good. I think we need to appreciate the moments because moments matter.
Well, what you just described is just your habitual brain operating. So when you have something that's deeply ingrained in a habit and those kind of ruts are in your brain, when you say the moments matter, you don't have to pay attention to, I'm putting the key in the ignition, not that we actually do that anymore, but you do that in your car.
I do that in both cars.
You have two cars?
No, our kid has an old Jeep that I drive sometimes.
We don't actually need to register that we're putting the key in the ignition, turning the key, turning right on scuttle hole, right? So being present in the moments doesn't necessarily mean that, does it? What do we mean when we say moments matter?
Well, here's a moment that matters. You ready? This is a small moment that happened, I think it was just yesterday, or it might have been the day before. It was just yesterday. I was driving, and I looked over a field to my right, and off in the distance, I saw two bald eagles flying.
You are literally the animal spotter of the family.
I am. It's my job.
It's really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
how do you do that?
I just take it all in.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I saw two bald eagles.
But when we're walking on the beach and you're the whale spotter, so here's the question, okay?
Yeah.
Picture this. You and I are walking on the beach. It's a beautiful summer day. I am present in the moment, having a conversation, feeling the sand beneath my feet and the sun on my shoulders. You are half there and half with your attention scanning the horizon, looking for the whale. Totally distracted, looking for the whale.
I'm not totally distracted until I see the whale. I'm only partially distracted when I'm looking for the whale. Frankly, here we go. Is it a moment that matters if and when we see the whale and we have that awe experience? And does that create a moment? Or is it the moment of just the two of us walking along the beach together?
For me, it's the moment of the two of us walking along the beach. For you, it's looking for the whale.
That's sort of my life. I'm always looking for the whale.
Okay, that's actually hilarious.
And true.
And true. Interesting. So what are kind of the benefits? Like why are we arguing is not the word I'm looking for. Why are we promoting the idea this month that moments matter? What's in it for us?
I think I come at this with two angles, and the first one's a little more well thought out, and the second one, I'll see if I can put that together. But the first one is moments matter because, frankly, that's all we have. All we have right now is right now, is this moment. You and I in the podcast booth, whatever happened this morning, we were playing our early morning pickleball, whatever happened on the pickleball court is over, it's history.
But, okay, but I'll stop you. It was fun this morning on the pickleball court. We had fun. We won some, we lost some, we ran around some, we had some good shots, we had some bad shots. Don't those past moments matter? You're suggesting that only the present moment matters. But I don't think that's true. I think, to the contrary, I think our life is a collection of the moments past.
Correct. So making the most, yeah, so I'll pivot a tad. Making the most of our moments this morning, playing with our friends and acquaintances, making the most of the moment that we have right now, and creating, taking time to create some moments when we have the opportunity.
So here's the thing. I think that this theme, which seems really, kind of easy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm looking for. Sort of like, yeah, of course, moments matter.
Basic, foundational.
Basic or foundational. Thank you. Yes, those are great words. I actually think that this may be the most complicated theme we've ever come up with.
Ooh, really?
Nuanced and complicated.
Nuanced. It is a nuanced theme.
And I really do want to encourage people to stop and reflect on it, because I can't quite wrap my whole head around it. I believe that the moments of my past matter. I believe that knowing, accepting, acknowledging that moments matter can help me stay present, knowing that this moment matters. But I guess that's my point, is this moment doesn't matter to the exclusion of all the moments that came before and all the moments that are going to come after. They all matter. It's completely overwhelming.
Every moment matters.
every moment matters. So if every moment matters, the past matters, the present matters, and the future moments matter, what the heck do you do? That's an overwhelming amount of mattering.
It's an overwhelming amount of matter. Is there some dark matter in there too?
Does the dark matter matter?
Well, again, I think the only moment that we can experience is the present moment. We're just experiencing this one. Even the start of this podcast, it's over, it's gone, and it mattered.
No, totally disagree.
You think that moment matters?
Absolutely. So not to get all whatever, but here we go. The moments that you spent with your dad, the moments that I spent with my dad, the moments that we spent with our beloved first dog, Kibo.
The dog of all dogs.
The dog of all dogs. Sorry, Moose.
No offense.
No,
Moose.
No offense, Moose.
Not taken. That's the Moose voice.
I don't know if anybody in our podcast universe knows that there's a Moose voice.
Must have come up at least once in the 100-something podcasts that we've done over the years.
So, yes, realizing that moments matter certainly can help you stay present in the existing moment. But I'm hard-pressed to say that the only moments that matter are these. I think it's the sum total of the moments. And that's why this theme is kind of overwhelming to me.
All right. So here, how about this angle, this thought? Because all moments matter, in order to make them matter, in order to maximize their value, we need to be present in the single moment that we have control over.
Okay, as soon as you started talking, I knew exactly where you were going, and I think that's exactly right. I think that's maybe the whole point, is if you accept, I'm going to just kind of rephrase it. Tell me if you agree with kind of how I'm processing what you just said. If we accept the proposition that every moment matters, that the moments of our life matter, then the only way we can honor those moments is being present for them.
Agreed.
So how do you do that? What about, wait, I've got a question. What about the shitty moments?
Well, we'll get to that. Shitty moments matter too. Aren't we PG-13?
Yes, but you can say shitty moments.
Okay. Shitty moments matter too, but I think we'll get to that. But I just want to share something because, as regular listeners know, Joyce and I love our trashy TV. We are currently watching Love is Blind season 6. We've watched all the other 5 seasons.
It's embarrassing.
And it just makes me think of this one couple who I believe they just split up. But they show them having like these serious conversations. And like in the middle of these serious conversations, the guy will pick up his phone and start scrolling or looking at emails or so. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing. And then they literally, they broke up. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. They split up. They were engaged because they fell in love in a pod and they didn't see each other. And now they do anyway. And she's like in tears and she sort of walks out and he picks up his phone and starts scrolling. And I think there's no better way to avoid a moment than to just be on our phone. I'm going to go like throw my phone out the window.
Phones are the death of the moments.
Phones are moment killers.
Phones are moment killers.
Right. Has anybody, you know, ever really had a moment that matters on their phone? I mean, I guess if you're talking to a loved one or FaceTiming with a loved one, but in general, if you're scrolling social media, you're not having a moment that matters, in my opinion.
You scroll a lot of social media.
And apparently I'm having a lot of moments that don't matter. And I'm freaking myself out because I don't have a lot of moments left. And now I'm thinking of all the ones that I just let fritter away.
I think we all let moments fritter away. I think when, and this goes a little bit to what you were talking about earlier about being present and the importance of being present. And I didn't mean to discount that, because I think being present is the only reason you capture all the moments that matter, right? If you accept the proposition that all moments matter, then the only way in the world to capture them, the only way to make them matter, is to be present for them, even the shitty ones.
100%.
So what do we do with the crappy moments?
Well, I think the crappy moments, first of all, you can't have the happy without the crappy. I just made that up. Can I put that on a t-shirt?
You can't have the happy without the crappy.
Yeah.
Only if you're going to then go from that to, in order to have a rainbow, first you must have rain.
Yeah, exactly.
You put that on a t-shirt. I'm sure that's the first anybody will have heard that.
What, in order to have a rainbow, you have to have rain? Yeah, I invented that one. No, I'm not taking credit for that one. I'm taking credit in order to have the happy, you have to have the crappy. That's mine. All me.
And you know what?
I'm so proud.
You can have it.
Let's remember this moment when I invented that, when I came up with that saying. So, anywho, getting back. First of all, if everything was just perfect and bliss and da-da-da-da-da, I think it would get a little boring. It truly is the challenges that we face that make the good times be good times. Because if you didn't have challenges, the good times would just be normal times. And that would be kind of boring.
Yes. I know that there's truth to that. The thing that's so difficult is it's so easy to say that when things are good, right? When you're in a really good place and things are going well, it's so easy to be like, oh, you know, the bad times gave me so much perspective and taught me so many lessons, and now I'm better able to embrace the positive and feel the joy. But when you're in the crappy things, it just sucks.
Yes.
So those moments, I guess moments, even crappy moments matter.
Crappy moments matter. And they not only make the good moments sort of seem good, but they change us. They make us tougher. They make us more caring. They make us more empathetic.
More resilient.
More resilient.
But you know what I think?
More grit.
Can I tell you what I think?
What do you think?
I think I'm resilient enough.
I think I'm empathetic enough. We should do the empathy scale going from, like, I don't know, I'd have to come up with something, but I'm sure I would be at the lower end of that scale, which is still empathetic enough for me. So, anywho, yes, these tough times do matter. They shape us, they mold us, they help us become better people. And as you said, when you're in that moment, you're not going to think that, and that's okay.
Do you hear the dog snoring?
I hear him grumbling. Oh, that's... I don't know if the mic is picking it up, but it's hysterical. He's just lying on the floor at our feet, snoring.
On a pillow. He's 12 now, so he gets certain indulgences and luxuries, one of which is he now has a pillow to lie on in the podcast booth.
Yeah.
So, but he definitely snores like an old man.
Yeah, he's definitely taking advantage of getting old. The other day, we usually let him lick a dish or two after we eat dinner. And the other day, he got tired of waiting for us to finish dinner. So he just started barking at us. We did not stand for that. But anyway, so challenging moments, yeah, they matter.
And here's a really big one. Moments of connection with other people. I'm leading this friendship and connection circle workshop, which has been so interesting and rewarding and fun, frankly. And one of the things that I don't think we've spent quite enough time talking about yet, and we've got a few more weeks to go, is the moments with other people. So we've talked quite a bit about how friendships require time. And there's actually a ton of research around this. The generally accepted wisdom is that it takes 50 hours together to make a friend.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting? But the moments that we're with other people, those matter. And I don't know any parent, I'm sure there are some, but I don't know any parent of grown kids who wouldn't take at least a moment to roll back the clock for some of those magic moments. And what's so interesting to me is you don't always know when you're in. Okay, so here's the thing. Follow this train of thought. Now I'm rambling a little bit, but follow this train of thought. We have moments in our life that change us, that transform us, and that stick with us forever. And we all could go back in our memories to specific moments, like super specific moments. But at the time, I don't think we typically realize that those are the moments that we're going to remember.
100%.
So then the only way to be sure that you're able to capture the moments that matter is to friggin' pay attention to them.
And I think that goes...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think that goes to the point because, frankly... Right. You never know which moment is going to matter, is going to stand out, is going to stay in your memory. When I was in college, I remember a friend just said something off the cuff that stuck with me. And why does this moment stick with me? But she said, you know, life is just a collection of the stories you can tell. And that just stuck with me, and there's some truth to it. You know, what is my life? It's the stories that I can tell of.
We've heard most of them.
Yeah, you. So everybody that listens regularly knows my entire life through those stories. But again, you never know which thing is going to stick in your mind and become a moment that matters. So maybe.
No, they all matter.
They all matter.
They all matter. But that becomes a moment that stays with you, transforms you. Because I think that every moment impacts you in some teeny tiny grain of sand kind of way. That's part of it, too, is all the moments rub up against us. Processing that?
Yeah, I'm just processing that. You know, I think back to a moment years ago.
Almost there.
And, you know, which, like, how did this grain of sand become one that stuck with me? So they all matter, but how come some grains of sand seem bigger than others?
What do you mean by bigger?
Some stand out. Some stick with you.
Well, you were just digging for one. So you had a story to tell.
Yeah, but the story's irrelevant. The point is, how come that story, it's not about the story, it's about the grain of sand. How come that grain of sand is bigger and others are smaller?
I don't know that they're bigger because you're saying it's bigger because you remember it with more clarity.
Okay, so that's a good question. Are moments that we remember with more clarity, are those bigger moments? Are they bigger moments, therefore we remember them, or because we remember them, they are now bigger moments?
I would argue, I don't know, I've got to really think about it, but I would argue that all of the moments of our life matter as long as we pay attention to them. And why we remember some and not others just has to do with a wacky way our brain works. The whole formation of memories is totally fascinating to me, right? I mean, we've researched this, we've talked about this. It's so interesting. Part of it is most of us, clearly not you, but most of us only have limited memory space.
I have limited memory space.
No, you don't. Oh my gosh, you pull things. Your memory space is vast.
Yeah, but how come I can't remember when you ask me to move the laundry from the washer to the dryer?
Oh, that's easy. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you don't pay attention in the first place.
What?
Exactly. No, that goes to, it's like people say that they don't remember the names of people they meet, right?
Right.
And you know what the research says about that, right?
You actually don't hear or catch that person's name to begin with.
Exactly. You didn't pay attention to that moment. It's not actually that you forgot the name. You never learned it in the first place. So you're, I would say, on the laundry metaphor, if I say, hey, could you move the laundry? And you say, yeah, yeah. You never processed it.
Fair enough.
Because you're not in that moment. You're in some other moment. You're either in the past or the future. Typically the future, right? What we've got to do next. And this goes to what you were saying earlier around being the importance of being present for the moments. And I think that's true. I didn't mean to disagree with that, but I just don't think that it's only the present moment that matters. I think you have to pay attention to the present moment in order for it to matter as a past moment. That make any sense at all? It made sense in my head.
I think I get, I know where you're going. And we sort of referred to this earlier in that every moment matters. So in order to take advantage of every moment, you have to be present in the current moment because it's the only moment you have any influence over.
It is the only, well, I don't know. Can't you influence future moments? You totally can influence future moments. What you do now influences the next moment. 100%. You can't influence past moments, but you 100% can influence future moments.
Sorry. Let me replace the word influence with the word experience.
Oh.
That's a better word.
Oh, then say it again, because now it's brilliant.
Since every moment matters, the only way you can make the most of all those moments that matter is to be in the present, because the present moment is the only one that you can experience. You can't experience future moments. You can't experience past moments. You can only experience this one.
So let me ask you this question. I think you're right. I think that was really smart.
Gold star.
Gold star. But if we accept that we can only experience the current moment, why is it that we spend so much time rehashing the past and trying to anticipate the future moments? I mean, really, like how much of our brain power do we spend doing that? And usually when we're ruminating and looking at the past moments, I've never seen the research on this, but, and I don't know what the proportion is, but let me ask you the question. How much time as a proportion do you spend thinking about the most spectacular moments of your life in the past versus the crappy moments of the past and wishing you could change the crappy moments?
Like generally the most mortifying and embarrassing moments. And
or even just the little, like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Just as a proportion. I mean, for me, it's probably 80-20.
I was going to say 10 to 1, whatever. Yeah.
Like, why don't we sit around thinking about the most beautiful moments of our past? I guess that's the benefits of a gratitude journal or gratitude practice, because it helps encourage you to do that.
Well, it goes to our negativity bias, and it goes to, you know, hey, Grog, remember when we walked by that saber-toothed tiger den? You know where that is?
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. And Grog's like, no, I have no idea where that is. Well, he may walk by that saber-tooth again and not have children. But Ugg, who does remember where the saber-toothed tiger den is, will be more likely to pass along his DNA.
So it's our negativity bias at work. I think that's probably true. All right, before we close, because we're almost out of time, let's do quick how we can get better at remembering that moments matter. So I'm going to just throw a few things out there. Meditation helps us be more present in the moment. Getting rid of our phones or spending way less time scrolling social media, that helps us be present in the moment.
And being mindful of it, that this is a moment. Even last night I was doing the dishes and watching a car drive up the road, and the way our sink faces in the window, we stare straight down a, I don't know, quarter mile, third of a mile stretch of road. And I was just washing the dishes and sort of watching this car and how the lights played through our house. Maybe we should get curtains, but anyway.
It doesn't happen in the summer.
It was trying to be more present as I was doing something as mundane as washing dishes.
An entire month of practicing being present and remembering that moments matter. I like it. I used to think that when I went out into nature and left my phone and earbuds behind and walked in silence, letting my mind go wherever it wanted, that I was doing a walking meditation. And then I met Yael Shai, and she taught me that there's so much more to a walking meditation. It was so incredible and insightful and expanded my world in such a way that I went to Yael and I said, will you work with us to create a program, 30 days, 30 walks, that could help introduce other people to the power of a walking meditation? Can we dismantle the idea that in order to meditate, you have to sit in a dimly lit room on a cushion? Can we create a meditation program for people who love to move? And so we did. Meet the Joyful Wanderer 30-day walking meditation app, which is available in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store right now.